This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Jake Hassan, Kate Constable here with you on Bet Sweats. We are joined by Isaac Trotter here in just moments. He's going to take us through some of the big games on the college basketball slate today. Illinois in action tonight, Louisville in action tonight, and then a couple, maybe some under the radar bets that he has. So without further ado, we bring in Isaac Trotter. You can find his work over at 24/7 Sports and CBS. He's a national college basketball writer. And a good friend of the one and only Jake Hassan. Isaac, you texted Jake. He was teasing this in the previous segment that you have just a disgusting-ish play for later tonight. That isn't one of the marquee games that everyone's going to have their eye on. Let's dive into that one to start.
Yeah, welcome back to college basketball. Let's bet Morehead State plus 29.5 against Clemson. Like, what a sick, sick world that we live in. But I think there's a lot of logic here behind this. You know, Clemson was a team I was a little bit lower on in the preseason, and they have shot up a bunch of the different metric sites. They're up to near the top 20 on KenPom right now because they blew out New Hampshire, and then they blew out Gardner-Webb. New Hampshire's one of the worst team in the Division I ranks. Gardner-Webb just lost to a Division II team. So, like, I think they're being a little inflated right now, especially for a team that doesn't shoot the three ball at a high level, doesn't really play at a high tempo pace, and you're playing a Morehead State team that just went into Georgia and nearly out-rebounded a very, very athletic SEC team. So when you, that's the thing that I look at with some of these mid-major teams. If they can hang physically and they can out-rebound a potential high-major team, that's the recipe to stick around at an enormous number. You know, I think KenPom makes this game about 26. That's even with an inflated, like Clemson's a little inflated. I think this number should be a little bit closer to 23.5. So at 29.5, I get a Morehead State team that lost to Wake Forest by 16, hung with Georgia on the glass. And basically the only reason they lost that game by a ton was because Georgia made every single three-pointer. And that, like, I just, this is a huge, huge value on Morehead State plus 29.5. Probably my favorite bet of the night.
So we're not doing 33-1 money line. We're not going outright win. We're just taking the spread.
Yeah, I'm just taking the spread, but to be honest, I mean, Clemson does check off a lot of those boxes of a team that, like, I just think they're not as good as what the numbers are saying they are. They have four new starters this year. Their entire backcourt is completely revamped. They lost their best guard. They lost their second best guard. They lost their two front court. But, like, this is a team in flux. Yeah, they played great against two of the worst Division I teams, but, like, this is not a team that should be valued at the top 20 rate in the country like they are right now.
All right, Isaac, a game that you were going to be headed to this afternoon in Champaign, Texas Tech, number 11 going up against number 14, Illinois. How should we be looking at that one? The Illini 3.5-point favorites at home.
Yeah, I think home favorites have been a big trend in college basketball early. They're covering at about a 55% clip right now through the first 8 days. I think this is a really good spot for Illinois. I also think the over could potentially be in play. Both these teams do not look like they can guard each other. The thing with Illinois right now, they're not going to have Tomislav Ivicic probably their best player. But Illinois' offense doesn't change because they have his twin brother who comes in to play the five, and Zvonimir Visic. Illinois will be one of the most athletic teams. They're facing a very athletic team in Texas Tech, but I think Illinois' size, their ability on the glass is huge. They have big, strong guards. That's a big asset against Texas Tech's smaller backcourt. And the thing is against Texas Tech, if you can slow down the JT Toppin and Christian Anderson pick and roll, that's the pathway to success. I just think Illinois' offense is humming at a different level right now, even if Tomislav isn't playing, right? Like, they can shoot threes at a very, very high clip. They have the best shooting front court in college basketball. David Mirkovic has been one of the best freshmen so far early. Kylan Boswell is playing his best basketball as well, and he's one of the elite point of attack defenders in all of the sport. If he can take away or limit Christian Anderson, I do think Illinois finds a way to win this one and can cover 3.5 or 4.5.
God, I hope so for my own mental well-being. As you know, can't wait to text you during that whole game. Can't wait. But the other game that is one of the big matchups tonight, and we were talking a little bit in the break, Isaac, before we came on, a game that's been on the move because it opened 3, 3.5 with Kentucky and Louisville, and now we're out to 6.5. I mean, what do you make of this line move and of the game itself?
I think it kind of goes back to the home favorites trend that early bettors are kind of seeing with just, I mean, they're covering at a really high level. And it also kind of speaks to, I think a lot of people look at Kentucky and think they're a little bit overvalued. They look at Louisville, they're undervalued. Kentucky's the number one team on KenPom right now. Like, Louisville isn't. Like, they're in the teens. So I think that the home favorite has been something that a lot of people are on. Louisville, I do think that they have the recipe to run away and hide in this one, just because when you play at a high level pace like they do and the amount of threes that they shoot, that's really, really tantalizing. But to be honest, the bigger that this number gets, the more intrigued I am by Kentucky on the money line, because I do think that this is a very high variance game when you add in, you know, a Louisville team that wants to shoot a ton of threes. If they say they shoot 29% from three, like, Kentucky could certainly win this game outright. And I also get worried about, like, the Louisville game plan of, like, welcoming transition. That's a little scary against this Kentucky offense that does their best work in transition. So I know that, like, Louisville's probably the right side. When you see a big jump from 3.5 all the way up to 6.5, that's probably the smart money is coming in on Louisville. But there's not going to be many times where you get Kentucky on the money line at +250 this year. They're my pick to win the national championship this year. And I think that Kentucky has a chance to make some serious, serious hay early in the season because this perimeter point of attack defense is way better. If you're looking at a team that, like, how do you slow down Louisville? You have to be able to guard their guards. Kentucky has that. But Denzel Aberdeen and Otega Owe are two elite perimeter defenders. That's what you have to have against Ryan Conwell, Mikel Brown Jr., and Isaac McNeely. I'm honestly, if this Louisville money keeps coming in, I'm going to be really, really tempted to just take Kentucky on the money line because I think they can win this game outright.
Isaac, for those people who maybe haven't started diving into betting college basketball, like myself, quite yet this season, with the transfer portal, like, teams have so much turnover year in and year out, and it's hard to kind of, as a casual fan, understand who these teams are. Who are the teams that you know you have a good grasp on this season and kind of know exactly what you can expect from them on a night-in, night-out basis?
No, it's a good question. You know, I think the first thing I start out with is Michigan. You know, Michigan is a team that they are enormous, and Dusty May has done a terrific job of scouting the transfer portal and putting together a group of big men that, you know, everybody wants to have, like Yaxel Lendeborg, Merez Johnson, and Ade Mara. Those three guys just give you such a huge advantage inside. And I think Michigan is going to be those teams, like, especially in the next 6 weeks against bye teams, like those small mid-majors or low mid-major teams. They're just going to brutalize teams at the glass. And their recipe to win is basically, like, we're going to take away the rim on defense and we're going to just abuse you on offense at the rim. That type of recipe, where you can be +20 in the rebounding margin and you're killing teams at the glass, you're taking away layups and you're living at the rim with layups and dunks. That's a recipe that I think works, especially against those mid-major teams. And I think Michigan has a recipe to really make a serious run. So that's an early team that I feel like I have a pretty good grasp on early. The other team that I think I have a good grasp on is UConn. I think UConn's awesome. I thought that the off-season dialogue of St. John's is better than UConn was insane. Like, UConn's the best team in that league. They're a terrific offensive team. They run terrific stuff. They have maybe the best shooters in all of college basketball. Alex Caravan, Solo Ball, Silas Demery Jr. When Braylon Mullins gets back healthy, he's going to be terrific. But their X factor is Terrace Reed inside. Like, when he's awesome defensively and he's also pounding you in one-on-one situations, that's when UConn kind of reaches the peak of its powers. That last year's UConn team was a team I was fading. This year's UConn team is a team I'm way in on because I think Reed is better and their point guard play is vastly, vastly improved.
Michigan plus 340 to make the Final Four right now. They're 17-1 to make the national championship or win the national championship, rather. But Isaac, when you're looking at that futures market, national champion, Final Four, we've had some shifting already, and it's early, obviously, but Purdue was your preseason favorite. They've fallen down to about 12-13-1. Houston now, your favorite for the title, followed closely by Kentucky and by Duke. When you look at how the teams have shifted in this first week, first 10 days or so, is there anybody that jumps out to you where maybe the price has fallen too much or somebody's gotten their price shortened too much and you think there could be value elsewhere? Like, what do you make of the current futures outlook of the national basketball landscape?
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW. Birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, it's fascinating because I think, like, I don't understand why Houston's a favorite at all. I don't understand why they're number one in the country. Like, their offense has looked atrocious. And that was something that, like, I had real questions about. LJ Cryer left, Juwan Roberts left, they're two veterans, and that was their best two offensive players last year in the half court. So they have a lot of work to do right now. So I kind of disagreed with them being number one in the AP poll. I kind of disagree with them being like the favorite to win the national championship because I have a bunch of questions about them. You know, I think Florida is a team that like has lost a little bit of its steam because they lost to Arizona in that, you know, great first game of the season. That team is going to be so much better in March than what they are right now. And I still have some questions about them, like their roster and their lineups aren't quite as optimized as they were last year when they won the title. But I still love the talent that they have up front. I still think that their bigs are terrific. And I think their guard play will continue to get better. And here's the other one, too. Like, St. John's, let them lose non-conference games. I swear, they're going to lose non-conference games like they did to Alabama. But they are going to be a team that in March that will be much more matchup dependent and much more able to like create problems for others. They're a team I'm kind of like fading right now that I will be buying at the dip when it comes around because they have insane size, awesome rebounding, big guards, an awesome Hall of Fame coach. It's going to take time, but when they get it right, like St. John's is going to be a problem.
Talking with Isaac Trotter of 24/7 Sports, CBS Sports, National College Basketball writer. Isaac, the other top 25 game tonight is the late night one, Creighton at Gonzaga. Any thoughts on this one with the Zags laying 11.5 points at home here, total 164.5?
Yeah, that's a big number, but I totally understand it because I don't think Creighton can guard a pole this year. Their defensive personnel is one of the worst at the high major ranks. Now, they're doing a great job with math. They're going to play a deep drop coverage. They're going to try to force tough twos. You know, I think Gonzaga has a recipe, though, that they can get out on the glass, and if they can run and get in transition, especially with Graham Ike and Braden Huff, they're two front court bigs. I think that Gonzaga is going to have a lot of pathways to find ways to score. You know, I think maybe the best way to attack it could just be Gonzaga team total over 88.5. It's a very deep team. So, like, even if they get a bigger lead, that second unit, I think, is really, really talented. And they just come at you in waves. Like, EK and Huff are the studs, but, like, Tyon Grant Foster can get after you a little bit. Adam Miller's a veteran who can get after you a little bit and get you 15 points with three or four threes. Like, they got real depth. I think Gonzaga's kind of kind of sleeping a little bit under the radar as a sleeper nationally, just because they lost Ryan Nemhard. But that team, I watched them play against Oklahoma. They just blowtorched an Oklahoma team that I really, really like. Creighton, with their defensive issues that they have, like, it could be another scenario where Gonzaga's offense is humming early and often.
Adam Miller's still in college basketball.
Adam Miller is still indeed in college basketball. Yes.
Oh my God. That's outrageous. Anyway, that notwithstanding, that's a niche Illinois basketball comment. But Isaac, one team that you have, just give us one overreaction from the first week or so of the season. Just doesn't have to be right. Doesn't have to be Penn forever, but one of your initial knee jerk overreactions from the first week.
I don't know if you guys watched Iowa State play last night, but they just destroyed Mississippi State and they played well. I don't see it. Like, I get that they're going to be top 10 on KenPom. I think that, you know, the Big 12 race is super talented. Like, there's a lot of, you know, people that could push Iowa State as a potential team there because they have three returners back in Josh Jefferson, Taman Lipsy, and Milan Momcilovic. But I just don't think Iowa State has the guard depth to quite get up to that elite range where they could win the national championship. You know, I think you're going to see them as like a potential top 10 team for all the metrics and be like, oh, should I, you know, maybe invest in a longer price at them to win the title. I just don't think that's a team that can win six in a row. They do a good job in the portal, but they don't have like Kentucky has like $22 million to build a roster. Iowa State has like five. So like, it's just different. It's different. And I just don't expect like a team like that. Like, even though they played well last night, I do think that they're going to be a tad overvalued moving forward and could open up some betting opportunities against the Clones.
Isaac, we have like 60 seconds left, but selfishly, I want to ask you about my Iowa Hawkeyes. Are they, even with a new coaching staff, are they still an overs team going forward?
A very different style this year because they're playing much, much slower this year. But I do think that I do think Ben McCollum has the arrow pointed in the right direction. I don't think they're going to be as much of an overs team, but I think they're going to be a wins team. Like, like that team can really play.
Yeah,
absolutely. Right. And you have one of the best point guards in all of the sport. Ben Sturts is absolutely terrific. And McCollum is your favorite coach's favorite coach. Like, he just gets the absolute most out of his team every single year. Some really sharp guys go to him to try to get guidance on X's and O's. I think Iowa is going to be a super frisky team. I think they're a tournament team this year.
Love to hear that. Probably won't be having too many standoffs with refs like Fran McCaffrey this season, or meltdowns on the sidelines. That's always a plus, although those were kind of fun to watch. Isaac, appreciate you taking the time to jump on with us. Appreciate your insight. Enjoy the Illinois-Texas Tech game tonight. We'll talk to you down the road.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
That is Isaac Trotter, college, national college basketball writer for CBS Sports and 24/7 Sports, and a friend of Jakey Friends.
you're gonna run with this one, aren't you? This is not going away, is it?
Yeah, I am.
That's fair.
And I'm also betting, who did he say to bed tonight? Moorhead State, plus 28.5.
Plus 29.5, 28. And he made a really strong case for Kentucky, too. You're not going to get better than 2-1 very often for a team he thinks can win the title. Yeah, I'll bet that team tonight at better than 2-1.
I will,
too. Stay tuned
for
Lightning Bets.
And we'll tell you exactly. We'll tell you what else we are betting on the other side. Lightning Bets coming your way as we wrap things up here on Bet Sweats with Jake Hassan and Kate Constable.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.